welcome back then to the Real Madrid podcast. Now, don't forget, you can catch up with all of the previous episodes right back to day one via the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com, where as well as listening in, you can, if you like, leave your views and your opinions on all things Madrid related. Now, what do you think about the current situation the club finds itself in? Should Madrid buy Paul Pogba? Should money be no object and they should go after Neymar? Will next season be a success? Can they topple Barcelona? These are just some of the questions and issues of the moment. So feel free to comment on any of them. And to do so, all you need to do is click on the podcast you want to listen to and then click send message and record. It's very easy and I look forward to hearing your views and opinions. So moving on, more bad news, unfortunately, to report. Madrid beaten by Spurs by a goal to nil in the Audi Cup. And as commented in the media, if you add in all of the games from last season, it's now six in a row without a victory. The game, though, was not without its outstanding performers. And last night, that was Keylor Navas, who single-handedly kept the scoreline respectable and for some has reignited the debate about who should be the number one keeper for next season. Should it be Navas or should it be Courtois? The key issue for many of the watching media was, apart from the 4-4-2 system, which was deemed to be a failure, was the still fragile-looking defence, and the key fact was the fact that up front there was very little threat whatsoever. And apart from Navas, the other player who continues to shine every time you see him is Kubo. In 10 minutes, he had three shots and an explosion of energy every time he came close to the ball, impressed everybody yet again. And what of the performance of Eden Hazard? His game was summed up thus, more shadow than lights. Elsewhere, he hasn't found his place in the team yet. He can be an extraordinary player, but he is being hampered by the rest of the team's performance. That was another view. He isn't the X factor. That was another. And now it is three anonymous games, all views from pretty much most of the Madrid-based media. And in addition, of course, there are the comments about Hazard's physical conditioning, which has been well reported. Remember, he returned to training 7 kilograms overweight, and that is still doing the media rounds as well. And on to the reaction from Zidane after match. We're not happy to lose, he said, but we are better in every aspect than we were a week ago. We must remain positive. On Keylor Navas, the best he could muster for him after that fine performance was, it's obviously clear to everybody today that he played a great game. We are all in the same team. Every player must always be prepared. On Gareth Bale's omission from the squad that's travelled, he said he isn't here because he didn't feel well. Doctors recommended he stayed. He is training there. And then he added, somewhat surprisingly, it was a joint decision with doctors and me talking to him. And that's the first time those words have been uttered in a while. Now, on the team in the up-and-coming season, he said, I always think positive. I know it's complicated as we've not started well, but I know we have a great team. We aren't ready yet, but all we need to do is win a game. Varane was also talking after match. He said, I understand that the people want to see improvement. We will correct the errors and we will improve. When La Liga begins, you will see something else. We have a great team and I trust all of my teammates. Well, the last few days have been quite extraordinary, even by Real Madrid standards. The 7-3 loss to Atletico Madrid, Bale's off to China, then the transfer is aborted. James Rodriguez is staying, then he's going, then he may be off again, but definitely not to Atletico Madrid. All in all, then, with just weeks to go until the season kicks off, turmoil, it seems, is seamlessly following from the end of last season right through to the beginning of this. So in the aftermath of that loss to Atletico, and let's not forget, it is a friendly, but any defeat to your city rival has a consequence. The reaction from Sergio Ramos saying that Madrid approached the game as a friendly, Atletico didn't, is somewhat lame in the extreme. The biggest club in the world, according to Forbes magazine last week, simply cannot ever be in a position where they are all but humiliated by their crosstown rivals. Zidane, though, remains confident our season, he said, is going to be good. I'm convinced. I'm also convinced I have a team that will compete and do well. The media reaction was somewhat more damning. It's clear, they said, that nothing has changed. There has been no revolution. The defence remains the same. The midfield as well. Only Hazard adds a novelty value. They have the same shortcomings of past seasons. A team split in two with no midfield, a defence which cannot defend, and without a striker who puts any fear whatsoever into the opposition. The views continued where they say is the revolution, as they reminded everybody of Zidane's quote on taking charge back in March. "We're going to change things," said Zidane. Where are those changes was the question that the media were asking. Now, in the aftermath of any result like this one, a poll is always certain to unveil who the fans view are the main culprits. Interesting that 67% believe that Zidane wasn't the man to be in charge of the team as they go through this rebuilding process. Now, the majority believe that midfield is the key problem area for Real Madrid at the moment. 60% believe that Pogba is needed, but 92% believe that he alone will not solve the issues. Two-thirds believe that Neymar shouldn't be bought, and 72% believe that James Rodriguez should stay. As then for who the club should sell, well, the majority picks Benzema, Isco, Vasquez, Modric, Cruz, Marcelo, Nacho, but they should keep Carvajal, Varane, Ramos, but only just, and Casemiro. And so then to the latest surrounding Gareth Bale, who could make up a programme all on his own. Now, it's just a few days ago, it's reported that the deal is on and he is off to China, a three-year deal worth $22 million per season. Then it was reported that he had asked for time to think, with a definitive answer being needed by the 31st of July, and he was ready to provide. Then it was reported further that Madrid were reluctant to let Gareth Bale leave for zero fee, which would mean that they were effectively writing off 80 to 100 million euro. Which leaves the only remaining potential move for Gareth Bale is if he can find a Premier League club. Now, Tottenham were consistently linked with him in weeks gone by, but his salary rules out any potential move. Plus, Pochettino isn't that keen on taking him anyway, which leaves Manchester United and a potential deal which somehow involves Paul Pogba. But the Pogba move is stalled at present due to the fact that Lazio won 90 million euro for Milinkovic-Savic, who is to be Pogba's replacement. And you can understand United's point because Real Madrid looked to have done a deal to actually sign Milinkovic-Savic not that long ago for a fee in the region of 75 million. So until there is resolution there, the Pogba deal is deadlocked. Now, since that deal to China collapsed, there's been some speculation as well beginning to creep into the media that Bale had actually got no intention of going to China anyway, and that the whole thing was part of an elaborate ploy to flush out further interest from any other clubs in the Premier League, which is the place that he favours going. Now, his agent's response when approached by the media in the last 24 hours, sorry, not commenting, possibly realising, albeit a bit late, that diplomacy is perhaps best practised in these situations. He has actually been quite vocal again in describing his client's relationship with Zinedine Zidane. He said, "It's simple, Zidane doesn't like Gareth. There is no relationship between them. Never has been." That's not the end of it. The former two-time Madrid coach, John Toshak, has come out clearly on the side of the club. Now, he's launched a scathing attack on Gareth Bale and his attitude. "It's terrible," he said, "to take a pay cut of $150,000 per week. How on earth could he manage?" he said with a degree of heavy irony. He went on, "It saddens and sickens me." And he says nothing. Only his agent speaks. "Go and play the game," he said. "Say what you think. Don't have others speaking for you. Have a bit of personality." "I haven't seen," he said, "Gareth say anything. come out, do an interview, speak for yourself. You've been at the club for 6 or 7 years. You don't speak the language. It is an insult to the people that you work for. Well, it's a withering attack by the respected former coach, and some of those comments are sure to resonate with the supporters. Now, moving away from Gareth Bale, Mariano is edging closer to a Madrid exit as Roma and Monaco, the latest to show interest in signing him. Offers to take him have been fairly plentiful, actually, since the end of the season. However, he had opted to stay and try and fight for a place in the first team squad. However, after getting no game time on the current tour, the chance perhaps to return to a league, Liga 1, that is, where he performed so well, could be difficult to pass up. Agent Jorge Mendes was caught for a brief radio interview last night. He was asked about the James Rodriguez situation. "You'll have to ask the president, who stood right next to me," he said with a smile. "It's simple. I just want what's best for him and the club." Plenty of other speculation as well doing the rounds. Zidane, it said, is still looking to add to his forward line, believing he's still short of a world-class striker who is ready to step straight into the team. Now, Sadio Mane has long been admired by Zidane, but with no encouragement from Liverpool, attentions have turned to Leroy Sané, who's been on the brink of a move to Bayern Munich for the last few weeks. Now, the reason the deal hasn't gone through is that Manchester City want $120 million for the player. Bayern Munich will not offer more than $100 million, so Madrid could step in here with an offer for the player, who's started 68 Premier League games in the last three seasons and has scored a total of 25 goals in his 89 appearances. Keep an eye on the situation surrounding Julian Weigl over at Dortmund. The 23-year-old German international is looking to move on, and Zidane is interested in him potentially taking over from Casemiro. Lucas Vasquez could also be involved in any potential deal. But for some in the Madrid media, the answer to all of Madrid's current problems on the field, well, that is very simple. Sign Paul Pogba and Neymar and keep James Rodriguez. Some reports suggesting Madrid have made a new offer to PSG, offering in the region of 100 million plus a selection of players, including James Rodriguez, Luka Modric, and there is a potential to include Casemiro in a deal as well. Now, that's it for this week. We've got a short break coming up now. The next podcast will be on the 10th of August. In the meantime, you can catch up with all of the previous episodes, and you can record your views and your opinions on anything Madrid related. Tell me, what do you think about the current situation? How do you think the new season's going to go? Can they topple Barcelona this year? To do this, it's very simple. Go to the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com. Click the link to any of the podcasts, and when you get there, simply click where it says record and speak, and that is it. I look forward to hearing some of your views and your opinions on what is going to be a very, very big season indeed. Well, enjoy the next week. We will be back, as we said, on the 10th of August. Till then, from me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye.